This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This DPHRO and Rothenberg.
So you added Scherzer, you added Marte, you added Escobar, you added Canna.
Is it Canna?
It drives me crazy because I hear it both ways.
I think I'm going to go with Canna.
Can we officially have the actual pronunciation? What was the name that we struggled with? The goalie's name?
Is it Huska? How do you say that name, by the way? Is it Huska? I'm still not sure how to say the name.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I actually used to, when I was a kid,
stalk high schools.
On 98.7. ESPN.
And now you'll never know. The big 7 o'clock hour, DPHRO Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. I had something important to tell you. Now I will never tell you that. Ever.
Well, I'm sure it had to do something with like studying where guys went to,
no, I'm not,
to high school.
No, I'm not going to share that with you now. That I'll take that to the grave.
No, you won't. You'll tell me at some point.
Nope.
You'll forget that you're mad at me and you'll tell me.
Nope.
And I'll pretend like I never heard it, like I do all your stories that you repeat.
I repeat. You are Captain Repeat.
Captain Repeat, I haven't told the parachute story in how many months now?
Well, wow, what amazing. I mean, there are stories that you will tell. I mean, the gambling on the plane story. I mean,
that was not a particular story that I told. I just mentioned
when Pete and Such used the universal remote control and started changing people's television channels. The amazing thing is not that you even repeat the stories. It's that you have no recollection having ever told anybody the story in the first place.
You expect me to remember what happened months ago? I can't remember what happened 2 days ago. Months ago? I got my hands full at the moment, all right?
Oh, here we go.
I'm battling through this cold. I got kids in lacrosse, hockey, baseball, dance.
Here we go.
Rocco running around.
You're the only one who's got a lot going on. You're the only person person walking the planet who's got a lot going on.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that occasionally I'll repeat the same story because I forget. And there are people that are just tuning in that have never heard the story.
We've heard there's a Dan O'Chara parachute story.
Well, now people that are listening now that are like, oh, what's this?
Let me give you the cliff notes. The guy could go faster with the parachute on his back than other guys could without. All right, there's your story. All right, Rick knew a guy who was almost kidnapped one time and had to jump out of the car as it was going down the road. There's your story.
That's a great story.
Yeah, and you've told it maybe 10, 15 times on the air. Don't you feel like that's an evergreen story, though?
That story feels evergreen.
It's a good story. But you're very repetitive with your story. You're setting yourself up to be a great older person.
Yeah, I'm an old soul, but I feel like if I had a better host, they'd pull more stories out of me.
You think Carlin would remove the stories from you? He'd probably eat the stories from you.
Oh, my God. How nasty are you? Poor
nasty,
Carlin.
Nasty. Because I don't like the way you're acting.
Is it bad when I heard Greg Ostertag, I thought that Carlin could be Carlin's skin tag?
What is the matter with you? You have real issues.
I do. This is how my mind works, though. You know where guys went to high school. I think of jokes like this for some reason.
Yeah, it's very weird. All right, so you said it earlier. I just want to give you the chance to kind of go over this again. All the players in all the sports, Trae Young is the one that you dislike the most?
Despise, yeah.
You despise, like watching him, and he's got this look, and he's so smug, and I mean, he has his best games at the Garden against the Knicks. He is very unlikable, isn't he?
Very unlikable. But he embraces it. That's what's even more frustrating, is that he wants it.
He wants it. He's another one of the laundry list of guys that love to play their best basketball at the Garden against the Knicks.
Exactly right. And we have, unfortunately, one of the most sensitive basketball players in the NBA.
Do you even think it's one of the most sensitive?
I mean, he's right there at the top of the list.
I mean, I think Westbrook as well, but what happens to Westbrook is a lot worse than what they're doing to Julius Randle, no?
Well, it sucks to be booted home, period. I mean, it's the worst. There's nothing worse than getting booted home. But, I mean, he got all the praise last year, all of it. All of it, and he deserved it.
When he went to the line last year, all you heard were MVP, MVP chants.
That's it.
And you're not the same player. The fans... And I don't even think destroyed him, but they got on him a little bit, and he can't handle it.
But that's what you sign up for, and that's what I think players have a difficult time with.
But that's not, I guess in his mind, that's not what he signed up for.
Well, no, because, I mean, with all that good, when you don't, I mean, when you fail to meet expectations, there's a lot of bad that comes along with it. And it's how you handle those bad times, that adversity. And he has not handled it well at all.
Who would get the blame? I mean, when I said to you, who is the face of the franchise heading into this year, what was the answer?
The face of the franchise heading into the season this season?
Yes.
By Julius Randle.
Right. So when things are good, and last year things were great, you got a bulk of the praise. Well, things have done a complete 180, and the season has been awful, worse than I think any of us anticipated. The team has been horrendous. You've lost games you should have never lost, and you're going to get the bulk of the blame. How do you not understand that? It's like the quarterback in the NFL. Sure, other guys make mistakes or make great plays, but the quarterback is going to get the bulk of the blame and the praise. And the same thing in the NBA. When your team is great, it's going to go on you. When your team is bad, it's going to go on you also.
Yeah, but you can see it, though, man. I mean, another fine in that Utah game, I think it was $40,000 in that game. It's just emotionally right now, he's a mess. He really is.
I think you have to sit with him after the season, have a real heart-to-heart and say, do you want to be here?
The whole thing, too, with Kenny Payne leaving, too. It doesn't make it better.
No, and he goes to coach Louisville. But, I mean, is this where you want to be? Because if it is, we'd love to have you, and we think we can do real things with you. But if you don't buy in and you're not going to have a thick skin, then we need to move on from you.
Yeah, that's a conversation they definitely have to have. It's a dereliction of duty if they don't. Because that's an important conversation.
Important conversation.
And they did him. Leon Rose did him no favors.
They didn't give him the players he needed on this team, right? I think that's obvious.
Well, but knowing that the expectation, I mean, you just finished fourth, right? Like, I mean, what did you think was going to happen? That all of a sudden we're going to pull the reins back on expectations? No, it was only going to ramp up. That was a free season. That was, oh my God, they finished fourth. They're in the playoffs. We can't believe this.
But how in the world did they add the pieces they added and think to themselves, you know what, we're going to take the next step here?
Well, that's the bad, and therein lies the problem. I mean, if that was the thought process, then we have some real problems.
I mean, you don't, that must have been, no?
Oh, it had to be. I mean, how could it not be? I mean, what do you expect? Oh, we'll take a step back?
You don't think they're at closed door meetings saying like Kemba Walker had a knee that has damage that can't be overturned, right?
I mean, it's not an injury, it's a condition. Yes.
Right. He has a condition, he can't play. We know, but you think that because this is where he grew up that all of a sudden he's going to turn back the clock?
Well, but doesn't it feel like what you just said has played a part in some of these decisions? Like even the Obi Toppin thing. All we heard was, oh, it's a great story. Well, I mean, is he the best player? Is it a great story? Is it a combination of both? Because last time I checked, we need a point guard. And we still need a point guard.
Desperately. And that point guard was drafted after Obi Toppin went and then was just traded.
Correct.
Right. So there was a guy available, and they're very frustrating. And here's my ultimate concern. They're going to wind up with the 8th pick, 10th pick, 12th pick, something in that range. And they're still we're going to be having this very same conversation next year that the Knicks they don't have a point guard, it's not changing, and here's another wasted season. I'm sick of it.
Well, I know you're sick of it, and I will say this though, and I don't know if this is part of the grander plan, like maybe this is their plan all along, is that at some point, you know, they'll be able to find one of these malcontent superstars on one of these teams and get them. This Zion Williamson situation is just going to get worse. But I don't know if he plays there again.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious the statement he made, right?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Zion Williamson, you think that was a statement that he made with that video yesterday?
It feels like it. I mean,
does, right?
I mean, he's been shut down, was away from the team in Portland, came back. It looked like, I mean, they kind of announced that there's been some improvement with the bone healing, but still wasn't fully participating, and then you see that. And I get it. I mean, it's an isolated dunk. I mean, really what you worry about is the more repetitive, you know, running up and down the court and everything else. But
yeah,
still.
But why? But what is the – I guess my question would be I'm the Pelicans GM, right?
It's a thirst trap is what it is.
What's the point? Well, what is to gain from showing us on video for all the world to see that you're doing this wild dunk?
So that we're talking about it, I guess? I mean, why else would you
right,
do it?
Right, but I mean, you haven't played all year. You're still in the midst of rehab on the foot. I don't understand how you could possibly think that anybody within that organization would look at that video and look at it fondly. Of, oh, you know what? Great. Looks like he's getting healthy.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they're happy, that they would want that out there. Like, we're trying to bend over backwards to protect you and make sure this is something that, you know, that continues to be a problem for you. Obviously, we'd want you on the, like, we want you to play. I mean, that's ultimately what we all want, but, you know, let's keep this behind closed doors. Let's just make sure that we're doing all the right things, and then you post this dunk.
And don't you think that there are certain people out there that look at this and be like, he can't play, but he can show videos like that?
See,
like,
but that's the thing.
Why I mean, can he not play?
But that's the speculation that you wouldn't want. Like, okay, if you can do that, why can't you play? You notice, how squishy the court looked, too?
I did not notice that.
Watch it again.
What do you mean squishy?
Watch it again. Kind of like a... almost like when you watch... Like, you only watch the floor exercise, gymnastics?
Yes, of
course. It looks like there's some bounce, there's some bounce to the court.
You think it wasn't a hardwood?
Some give. It looks like it gives. Watch it.
I think I'm watching it now.
I initially thought it was just because he's so heavy.
I think it could be the light that he lands on or the sneaker. No, you think that the court is squishing?
No,
I do see that. His right foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do see that. This would infuriate me. I got to tell you, if he was on the Knicks and he was out the entirety of the season and missed the bulk of his NBA career up to this point, and for no good reason, he's throwing a dunk up off the backboard through the legs and then smashing it in. Why?
That's a great question. I don't know what the
Is the gain from this? And even if you're so desperate to do it, which I question why you would be, why are you posting it?
See, that, I mean, that'd be a conversation I would have to have with Zion. Like, what are we trying to do here? Like, we know everyone is already assuming that you're not happy here. We thought we'd have you back. We don't. I mean, right now we're clinging to the 10th seed right now. We're in the play-in tournament. It would obviously help our chances if you come back. We felt like we're trying to protect you, and now you released this video.
He still looks huge, by the way.
He looks humongous.
He is. He's too big.
He's a big guy.
Tell you what, I would love to have him on the Knicks.
Oh, yeah, but that's the thing, though, that scares you about him, though. And even when he got drafted, like, I mean, his size, how explosive he is. Like, how long does that last?
You wouldn't think long. Listen, he played 1 year at Duke. And remember, he blew out his sneaker and you know, hurt his ankle in that game against Carolina?
Yeah, but that was you want to talk about like an exciting year.
But that's the I thought you were going to say that's a freakish injury. But that's the point. He's a freak.
Yeah, but that's what that's why he's so intriguing to people. It's like he's a freak show.
Who's his comp? Charles Barkley?
That's what they said.
Barkley wasn't this athletic though.
No. Well, early on in his career, but he wasn't this. I don't think he was as explosive as Zion is.
How about Sean Kemp? That's a good one from Santi.
That's not terrible.
But Sean Kemp, I feel, was much bigger, like much taller than Zion.
The amount of bounce he has at his size, like his second jump, is insane.
It's insane. Like I mean, he's such a draw. It's a shame that we haven't got to see him play. It really is.
Well, hopefully if we're lucky.
What would you give up for him?
A lot.
What would you give up for him?
I'm not giving up RJ Barrett.
All right, would you give up everything but R.J. Barrett? Like, anything they wanted plus picks for Zion? I don't know if it's enough. You don't even have anything.
Well, see, that's the issue, though.
What do you have that you could give up for this guy?
Well, it'd be picks.
Okay. All the picks they want, they're yours.
I mean, maybe they want Quickly. I mean, you're still trying to figure out what you can do with Mitchell Robinson.
Right, he's not even signed.
If you're going to sign him or not.
Right, he's not even signed.
See, that's another thing about Mitchell Robinson that concerns me. I mean, it seems like every game he's limping around the court at some point. Every single game.
You feel like it's always something with him,
But he's always like, and then like he'll go to the bench and it's got like one trainer's rubbing his back, the other one's icing his knee. Like, is giving him a long-term deal going to make that better or worse? I feel like that's only going to make it worse. Now that he has the security of money, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Suffering New York sports fan tweets in, Zion is Blake Griffin. There's your comp. Blake Griffin is taller, isn't he?
No, they're pretty close. I mean, Zion is six. No, Zion's smaller. Zion's only 6'6", but he's almost 300 pounds.
And then someone sent me a text, and you ever get this where you get a text and you don't know who it's from?
Yeah, I've had that happen to me, yeah.
So I have that, and it's not like we have a history. It's the first text I've ever gotten from this person. It says Larry Johnson. But I don't think Larry Johnson was that athletic, was he?
No, Larry Johnson was an athlete, yeah.
So maybe that's a good one, because Larry Johnson was not that tall.
Grandmama?
Yeah, so this mystery number maybe is a good one then.
But see, the names that you're naming, though, like even Grandmama, I mean, when you're that size and you're that explosive, man, you break down quick.
Well, look what happened to him. And of course, who acquired him as he was breaking down.
Oh, you're not wrong, but that's right. That's the fear with a player like this. And it's, you know, will he eventually realize that, you know, maybe, you know, 285, 300 pounds isn't sustainable. Let's get down to, you know, 265.
But he hasn't realized it now. You don't think that he has people in his camp telling him you have to lose weight?
Okay, but maybe, again, we've seen this before, where, I mean, it's just because he's unhappy. He doesn't want to be in New Orleans. Maybe that changes if he ends up at, you know, someplace where he wants to play with one of his buddies, you know?
Maybe you're right. Let's go to Shooter. You know what Shooter has, by the way, right?
Oh, sexy hot wife.
Sexy hot wife. Good morning, Shooter. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Morning, fellas. My wife also stalked your wives last night, so congrats on also having hot wives.
Wow. What do you mean she stalked my wife?
Well, I played the radio for her, you know, show her I've been actually being productive in the morning. And then she was like, oh, let's check out their wives. And she did. And congrats, because your wives are also very good looking.
Nice. Thank you. I'll take
it. Go on Google. You Google Dave Rothenberg's wife.
And pictures
of Sherry show up.
And I'm sure you can find your wife. Your wife was a model. Let's not bury the lead. His wife was a model.
Some risque pictures of Sherry Rothenberg, too.
There is nothing risque. Unless you're RJ with the Michigan read, there's nothing risque about Sherry on the internet.
I'm looking at one right
now.
Ooh,
Sherry looks very classy.
Very classy.
Very classy.
Very classy.
Rick's wife looked very just modelly hot. And, Rick, you should probably dabble in soaps like Schlereth. You know, I think you could do it.
I'll try. Listen, I'm open to all sorts of new things.
All right, yeah, Shooter. Just because you join us with a sexy hot wife, you still got to get to your point when it comes to sports.
Sorry, quick points. First of all, Cespedes was also another idiot who was caught playing golf when he was seriously injured. Two, Larry Johnson is about 6'9". I met him in IHOP.
No way.
Pretty big dude.
No way. Yeah. No way is Larry Johnson 6'9". No chance. None.
Look him up. Well, I was only, I was probably 14, so he seemed 6'9". Well, 6'8", at least,
he seemed
very tall.
He seemed 6'9".
6'7".
And no way was he 6'7".
Says he's 6'7".
Okay, because they never lie on those things.
He was.
There's no way Larry Johnson's 6'7".
He was huge. He was towering over my dad, who's, I don't know, 6 foot. He's towering. He got four. He ordered four Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruities, probably for himself.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Delicious. On to the Knicks. I was really hoping R.J. Barrett would step up last night with Julius not there. I had to watch the game. My wife actually watched the game with me. She's from a basketball family, thank God. But he didn't. He couldn't shoot. And in the offseason, if he doesn't work on his shooting, you know, he could end up like a Westbrook where they just, like, leave him open because they know he's a driving machine. So he's going to be a number three. And Julius Randle, let's trade him for Zion.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll do that. Thanks for the call, Shooter. No, he's right. R.J. Barrett has to become a better shooter. But I will tell you this. I have confidence that he'll work on it. I mean, he puts in the work, and he has become a better player. And I think this offseason he'll work on his shooting, and that'll improve into next season.
Well, you can tell the kid wants it.
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing I really like about him. And that's the other question I would ask if I was, you know, trying to make a decision on Julius Randle. Like, kid, if Julius is here, can R.J. Barrett ascend to, you know, to the leadership role?
You know what? Let's find out. Let's put it to the
test. Well, because I think he's capable of doing it. I think he would. I mean, he seems like the kind of kid that would welcome that.
I think so as well.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Mike Robbins says Shooter is getting way too comfortable on the show. He talks more than RJ. Sexy hot wife or not, get to the point, please. Signed, The Company.
Wow, that's from The Company?
That's from The Company.
Shooter
on Stanford
company.
With the sexy hot wife.
You see what we've done here, though.
What have we done?
This is exactly, you know what we've done, is that even if you're part of the group, the company, this show, it doesn't matter. You're going to get criticized. You don't bring it every single day, you'll get criticized.
Well, I think that stems from you.
Well, and I think you too. I mean, you talk about how much all you do is tell the truth.
Well,
Sometimes you're too honest.
I'm all about honesty, yes. It's true.
I give the company credit for stepping up.
Yeah,
holding each other accountable.
Mike Robbins, member, and you're going to need the company tomorrow. And how are you feeling about your matchup tomorrow?
I'm confident.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm confident. Here's the thing, though. I believe in the company. I love the company. And I feel like the company is going to come through. But I also recognize that Peter Rosenberg is going to look at this like his... This is a Super Bowl tomorrow.
Lift it up and show it to me.
This is big for him. Now, you say, what are they talking about? At DR on ESPN, there are 8 hosts left in host sadness. Kay and Han, the 1-8 against the 5 of Peter Rosenberg and the 4 of Rick DiPietro.
Jabroni Pumpleduck.
The company has said numerous times they plan to come out in full force. Well, Rick... can use your help tomorrow. 6 o'clock, voting goes live all the way until noon. Kay and Han, Rosenberg and DiPietro.
Shut up, you big baby!
But you know that Rosenberg's going to be fully invested, right? So there'll be tweets.
But the worst
retweets.
Thing about him is, instead of owning it and saying, I want to win, I want to take down Rick, this is important to me, he plays the I don't care, this is irrelevant to me, except he does care.
That's great.
Well, so it doesn't get hurt. If he loses, I can pretend like, no, it's no big deal. I didn't care anyway.
You know what? Last time he was in trouble, right? Carlin had him on the ropes. He sends out a tweet. All of a sudden, he gets a lot of votes, and boom, he walks away with the win.
Him and I are not fart bros.
He's got fart bros. He's going on. I mean, he's taking trips to Vermont for bachelor parties. Learn to make cheese. I mean, come on. How do you vote for a guy like
please
that?
Please tell me that's a joke. He was not learning to make cheese.
Listen, that's from our program director. I didn't
turkey
say
ducky,
I didn't
turkey ducky.
It's Freddie Kitchens right there. No, he said
would
it.
Would you rather lose to Rosenberg or Kay?
Kay.
So if you lose to Kay, you feel like you've done well.
Yeah, we both win. So it's like one of those situations.
Gentlemen.
See, you're so full of crap.
I'm not full of crap.
You don't want to lose to Kay.
Well, I want to win.
Bye, buddy. Have a great life.
I don't do anything to lose. Nothing. There's not one activity that I participate in that I want to lose.
Stop capping. What does capping mean?
Lying.
I'm rooting for me.
I think Michael cares, too. I think everybody cares. They got sucked into
That's
it.
Why it's sadness, baby.
Okay.
That's
Keyshawn
why there's
feels
sadness.
Away that Jay slapped him around.
Why?
Guarantee that.
Keyshawn could not have been happy with that. By the way, The Company tweets out now. The Company would like to know who put out that tweet. Mike Robbins is not on the official list of company members.
Oh, bye, no. Buddy. Have a great life.
Wow.
Here's the other problem I have. I don't know where RJ's allegiance is. Because I know him and Peter had a close relationship.
No,
I don't know who he's.
No.
I don't know who he's voting for.
You know what? I don't think that's up for debate in my mind. In my mind, now, RJ, you could tell us and be honest. I think RJ wants you to win. RJ, who do you want to win?
I want Rick to win. You asked me during the break, having nothing to do with this, knowing this conversation was coming. Dave said, who do you want and who do you think will win? I said, Rick.
He did say he thinks you win, but he didn't say he wants you to win. But I believe he wants you to win.
I do.
No, see, he's now he's using, I mean, RJ would never take this many days off on the K show ever.
He just flippantly takes weeks off. You know why? Because Michael would make him feel guilty. If you take a day off, Michael, like he, and Michael takes a lot of time off.
That's a poo-poo take.
He makes you feel very guilty.
Well, everyone at the station makes you feel guilty.
Not like him.
That's what we do around here. But RJ clearly does no respect for us because it's just, oh, hey, by the way, guys, I won't be here on Friday.
Yeah, on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be up on Friday. I mean, how does that
happen?
Shut
up,
how does
that
work?
Baby.
Just do whatever you want.
Yeah, but it's your little Don.
Well, when you're the Don, you can get away with doing anything that you want.
I was going to drag poor Ty out of bed. And you know Ty's going to get abused because Ty's going to screw up a podcast. He's going to screw up the comment box.
Well, I don't think he'll screw it up. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
He's not capable of doing it. Yeah, I mean, exactly. He just, as far as he's concerned, he's on the show on Friday to be a co-host as well.
RJ, wouldn't you teach him how to appropriately podcast before you go on your excursion to Vegas?
I will not be here for Ty slander at all. He's tremendous at what he does. There was an IT problem.
Well, can you help the young man? I mean,
you're right. Can you help the young man? It was an IT problem.
Yeah, okay.
Who's the master?
You're
like
talking
an
about
IT band issue, like in his leg. I don't understand.
You're talking about a very, very competitive 16 seed that was Ty.
So you're blaming Rodney? Is what you're doing now?
No,
this is Rodney's fault.
No,
Rodney can't do a podcast right.
No, Rodney's not the IT people
or a comment box.
Oh, here we go.
And then you
won't even be here for my matchup against LaGreca.
You have your work cut out for you. I'm rooting
you're
for
vacating,
you.
You're vacating the whole time zone.
I can't be involved in it. It's two people too close to my heart.
Who do you want to win, me or Don?
I want you to win. Now, I'll be honest, I have concerns.
Well, he doesn't think you're going to win. Well, that's even worse.
So then why'd you set it up? See, you're right here, we just established what a little weaselly jerk you are. Why'd you set it up? No, really. Why'd you set it up if you're sitting here, oh, I have my concerns. You set it up.
So you wanted.
I think he made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
Wow. So you wanted a green path all the way to the finals, you're saying.
No.
I should have greased the skids all
no,
the way.
No, I don't want skid
you want cupcakes.
Greasing. No, don't put words in my mouth.
No.
I didn't want to go up against a giant.
The biggest burdens are given to those that can handle them. I think you can handle. I just said I have concerns. I didn't say you won't win. I said I have concerns.
Will you vote?
I will vote, and I will vote for you.
Okay.
Depends on if he gets reception at the Spearmint Rhino or not.
I will not partake.
Have all the ladies vote for me. Have them go on their Twitter and go on to DR on ESPN.
Listen, Sapphire, let me tell you about my friend.
Cinnamon, yeah. Sapphire,
Bubbles.
Diamond.
Yeah, Bubbles, listen.
Destiny.
Is there any chance I bring up your name and then I haven't seen him in years?
Yes. Where has he been? Wait, Rothenberg?
I knew him when he was a young journalist in Carolina.
Yeah, he used to ask me where I went to college. That Dave Rothenberg?
I've already gone to college. I had a whole plan.
That's right.
He sent
ask
me to college.
If he remembers.
He actually sent me to college.
Ask him if he remembers that Bubbles went to Utah.
They call it the Rothenberg Scholarship down there.
That's right. You can go into the Rothenberg room.
Could you imagine if you're at the Rhino? And all of a sudden, they announce, like, guy next to the stage is Cinnamon, who just recently graduated off the Dave Rothenberg Scholarship at UNLV.
She has her master's in
pole dancing.
Yeah, pole dancing. Watch what she can do. All right, let's get to a couple calls, and then we'll get to the ghost runner rule. I don't have a problem with it, especially for the 1 year, and the Otani rule as well. Lonnie Harlem, who's tweeting me, pick up the phone. Lonnie, couple things. Firstly, you better come out, you and the company, in full force for Rick and I over the next couple days.
Family, don't we always come out in full force as far as I'm concerned? You see how Bart got smoked first round, and who did you have again first round, Dave?
Kellerman.
Max got smoked. I mean, come on, listen. 90%ers, that's what we do out here. We'll let they'll get a vote or two, but after that, they're done. They're clipped. As far as I'm concerned, the company is here. We're going to come out in droves. We're going to mole out for everybody. Like, if Cynthia RJ was in, we will mole out for them too. Yeah, Dave, we're going to mole out. We're the mole people because of you.
You're
right?
Funny.
So, but listen, I don't know who Mike Robbins is, but as far as I'm concerned, he's not
Tony's
a
brother.
Member of the company. So the company has sent out tweets. I have sent out tweets myself. If you want to officially become a member of the company, you know, you got to get vetted in. It's not just you walk up to the line and you told it. You got to really be about it. But I just really called in to wish Cullum a happy birthday. I also want to wish Josh B
Oh, for God's sakes. Lonnie, we love you, but are we really going to run through everyone's birthday today on the show?
No, these are company members, Dave.
Dave, that was it. Listen, we're here for you, so you got to, you know, let us get our birthday shout-outs because we come out to support you. Family, I've done what I came to done. Love you guys.
Thank you,
nephew. We spent the whole week talking about your birthday. It was only your 49th. It wasn't even your 50th.
But I'm on the show.
Barely.
What do you mean, barely?
Barely.
Do I have to tell you again what happens if I leave?
Yeah, let me hear it one more time.
Go ahead, play it. Play it.
He's not that quick. I can't play. No. I would play it if I could.
Not you. I'm asking them to say it.
I also have an IT problem.
This is an IT problem as well. I'll give you another taste. I'll tell you this calmly, but succinctly. I leave the show dies. I go dies. Away, this show dies. It dies.
It'd be a slow death.
No,
slow, slow death.
Oh, please. Please. It would perish immediately. All right. So, a couple things in Major League Baseball. And 1-800-919-3776. We've been through the Yankees conversation. I still stand by. This will be an interesting debate all year long. I think Mets and Yankees very even as far as record will be this year. But in the playoffs, in my mind, the Mets are the scarier team by far. It's not even close because the Mets can throw starters out there that the Yankees can't. Regular season, Yankees are as good, if not better, than the Mets. Postseason, short series, you don't want any part of the Mets.
Well, especially the last taste you saw at Gerrit Cole, right?
Yeah, I mean, big spot. Yankees, he was not good.
No, I mean, that had to leave a bad taste in your mouth. No, you're right. I mean, the way the Mets rotation sets up, I can't imagine that there's anyone that will want to see them in a series. Anybody.
Now, RJ just says to me, are the Mets in World Series or bust territory? No. No, I don't think they're in World Series or bust because the Mets, last year, look what they did. They were good and then they were terrible. You get in, you win your first round, and then you lose there, and you've had a successful season as the Mets.
Yeah, I don't think it's World Series or bust, no.
No, I would agree with you, right? I mean, Atlanta's terrific. The Dodgers.
Atlanta's good. The Phillies would be better.
The Dodgers still have to be I don't even know what the odds are. They have to be the betting favorite to come out.
I would imagine
the
they're the betting favorites, yeah.
So, I don't look at this as but you know what? The Mets haven't said World Series or bust. The Yankees came out years ago and said, we're going to win championships, and we're still waiting for that.
No, we're just going about our business, man. We said we wanted to fortify our rotation, so what do? We don't got the best pitcher available. Done. Oh, you want to be the Dodgers? No, you don't. Here, take $43 million a year. How's that taste? Good?
Yeah,
okay.
Got paid a lot of money. So, this Ohtani rule, I love this. That's smart for baseball. Really smart for baseball. So the fact is he can pitch. And you remember this happened when they faced the Yankees last year. And I think there was like a rain delay in the game. It was a June game. Angels came to Yankee Stadium. He got hammered, allowed like seven runs in an inning or a third of an inning. Came out of the game pitching-wise and then, of course, has to come out of the game hitting-wise as well. No longer. Now, if you're a pitcher and you're DHing as well, you can stay in and be the DH. And that's the Ohtani rule, and it's smart because you don't want to lose Ohtani's bat in the lineup.
Well, that's the thing, though. I mean, it's really the rule because of him. I mean, I can't imagine there's many. I mean, Jacob DeGrom can hit, but I wouldn't take that chance with him.
There's one guy.
Jacob DeGrom doesn't have the kind of upside that Ohtani has. I mean, Ohtani's offensive upside is crazy.
Ohtani's a legitimate hitter. Like,
he's a
DeGrom,
freak, dude.
DeGrom is a good hitting pitcher. Ohtani's a big time hitter.
No, Ohtani's elite.
Yes. I mean, steals bases.
I mentioned this last week. I mean, just look at what he did. I don't think we give. Again, I get it. Didn't make the playoffs. It's the Angels. No one's really paying super close attention to it. But we almost take for granted what he did last season.
He hit 40 home runs, right?
40? He had 46 home runs.
All right, so that's over 40.
Yep.
How many? He had over 20 steals, I believe, right?
He had 100 RBIs. He had 26 stolen bases.
And what did he hit? What was his average?
He had 257.
So if he never picked up the ball and threw, he went 257, 46, won how many?
100 RBIs.
100 on the nose?
100 on the nose, and he...
26 steals and how many runs scored?
He had a 965 OPS, scored 103 runs.
I mean, so right there, if you're not a pitcher, those are magnificent numbers.
Yeah.
Magnificent numbers. And then give me his pitching numbers.
Then pitching, he was at a 318 ERA. He started 23 games, 130 and a third, and he struck out 156.
Oh, my God. What did you say his ERA, if you did
it? His ERA was 318.
318. And what was his whip? Do you have that?
Watch me whip. Just over one. 109. I mean,
see, if he was only a pitcher, you'd look at him and say, this guy's filthy. If he was only a hitter, you'd look at him and say, this guy's filthy. He does both.
Well, he does both and he steals base. I mean, the guy's, dude, it's, could you imagine if he actually came to the Yankees?
He, I mean, the Yankees were in on him. Well, everyone thought he was going to go to the Yankees.
And I think because they didn't get Ohtani is why they decided to pull the trigger on Stanton.
Boy, they missed out on him, huh? Could you imagine if he pitched here for the Yankees?
Pitched it
and hit here for the Yankees?
Could you imagine if he hit at Yankee Stadium consistently?
Could you, as a lefty with that short porch, guy would hit 55 home runs.
Have you ever seen him in person, like up close?
I have not, but I understand he's enormous.
Dude, the TV doesn't do him justice.
How big is he? Like 6'4"?
Dude, he's thick. Like, he's just big, 6'4". It says 6'4", 210, but I think he might be over, like, I weigh 210. There's no way he's 210.
He's a phenomenal athlete, isn't he?
No, it's almost like
he's a treat to watch play. He's got to be the number one draw in baseball now.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be. Let's go to Steve in Connecticut. Steve, you're next up on 98.7. Steve?
Steven.
Hello,
hey, hello Steve.
Now, this Ohtani rule should have been the CeCe rule, because back in the day, CeCe could bang some balls out the park. He's a pitcher, but let me think about it. If he was DHing, he was licking his chops to get at the plate.
Yeah, but that's different, though, man. You think these pitchers are good hitters. Yeah, for pitchers, they're good hitters, but Ohtani's an elite hitter for hitters.
Yeah, that guy's a beast. He's in a... You know, it's fitting, the rule, the Ohtani rule. It has to be, because this guy is a beast. Yeah, I heard what you said earlier about him in Yankee Stadium. You know, we're doing these knee-jerk things, and we really need to take this out. So Cashman better get a little analytic buddy to sit up next to him or sit on his neck or his shoulder and say, let me whisper in your ear, bro, this is the one you need to do.
How are you going to get Ohtani?
Well, no, he doesn't mean Ohtani. He just means, as far as where you're spending the money, I think it's just the point where you're spending the money.
Yeah, I don't think.
And because because you decided to make that move in that moment, and you bring on Stanton, which is fine, and he had a good season last season. But I mean, it does. Even when we're talking about the Aaron Judge long term deal, right? Like, where, I mean, is Aaron Judge going to play for right field for the entirety of this?
You don't feel great about that deal. And you know what the thing is? You were this close from getting Ohtani. Like, everyone's thought was that this is going to be your guy. Could you imagine how different? What is it? The butterfly effect.
Yep.
Like one change to something and it changes everything. If you had Ohtani, how different this team would look right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you talk about, I mean, he answers a question in your rotation. I mean, that's lefty pop in your lineup.
Right. Steals bases. Even though you don't love stolen bases, he still does. He steals bases.
I'll give the guy tons of credit, too, because there weren't a lot of people that thought he could do it at this level. I don't think anybody did.
No, nobody saw this coming. Nobody.
Because it's hard to imagine, man. Like, if you're a pitcher, it's like I spent my entire life just focused on pitching. And now this guy's able to do both at this kind of level is crazy.
At such a level. Yeah, he is a treat to watch him play. All right, Santi, floor is yours.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Got to tell you, late development here. I'm kind of disappointed in both of you.
Why?
Just talking about the Mets odds just now. Because it sure seems like a lack of belief by both of you. And I truly believe it's World Series or bust for the Mets. You guys don't think that?
Well, no, because you're Yankees fans. Of course you think that.
Well, no,
Don't deflect on us.
I mean, yes, it's a fact that I'm a Yankee fan, but it's also a fact that the Mets have the second highest payroll and the second highest odds in the NL right behind the Dodgers on both. I mean,
that doesn't affect us, though. We don't worry about payroll.
And you've surpassed the Yankees as far as it goes. So, I mean,
that's fine.
I respect what you're trying to do, but I don't appreciate it.
Number two.
Moving along, RJ's going to Vegas. He'll spend a lot of time at the blackjack table. Will he spend $3,000 on one hand? I don't know, but he may solicit some votes from Rothenberg scholarship winners. We will stay tuned over the weekend.
I can just see him at that table with his legs dangling from the chair. Hit me.
This is the blackjack table,
touch
right?
The floor.
Number one.
Oh, the Rothen dogs. They are mainstays of three stars, it seems, and we've got them peeing in the house. We've got them pooping in the house. RJ has made threats.
I hope your dogs poop on your bed.
Oh, I do, too.
It seems like a real big battle in the Rothenberg family, but I think at some point Dave is going to set them free on the nice big farm where they can chase the rabbits.
I would love
that's
that.
That's what we're calling it?
Honestly,
what would you call it?
If anybody wants dogs, anybody. I'll give you my home address. You come pick them up. I'll give you a few dollars to get home. Gas is expensive. Whatever it is that you need. whatever.
Because everyone's dying to get a dog that just poops and pees all over the place.
Well, you know, maybe you train him better than we can. All right, let's bring in. This is a guy. He's been dialed into the show all morning, and that is the great Jay Will. Jay, how are
What's
you
up,
this
boys?
Morning?
Well, I'm great, considering you're the one that has to pay somebody like Baker Mayfield to take your dogs.
You want a dog, by the way?
I'm good. My dog is Denzel Washington. He's a stud. We're comfortable. We're
you
comfortable
sure?
in my house. Yeah, so
well, that's because, Jay, because your dog respects you, Jay.
Yes.
Because
and
the
I heard there's
the
a lack of respect, Rick, for Dave's dogs. They don't respect him. Why is that, Dave? Do you treat them well?
I do. We did. I mean, I get angry at them now. I just think they're not that bright.
I heard words at 6 o'clock this 5 o'clock this morning, like scolding, yelling, berating. Why do I hear those words, that verbiage around the way you treat your dogs, your animals?
Well, because they're trained. They've been trained to not go in the house, yet they still defecate and urinate all over the home. So what am I supposed to do? Great job, Barkley. Good for you. You peed all over the floor.
What are your dogs' names, Barkley and who?
Sammy.
Oh, Barkley and Sammy. Great names.
Yeah, great names. Awful dogs. All right, Jay. So Zion to the Knicks. What do you think? Is there any – I mean, this is your Duke connection.
Yes, it is.
Duke to Duke. What do you think?
Number one, we call Madison Square Garden Cameron Indoor Stadium North. We play pretty much all of our games there. And here's what I would say about Zion Williamson. I've heard, obviously, with the Pelicans. I think there is a lack of chemistry that he has with who the leaders are. And obviously, CJ McCollum coming down there – playing better basketball, but RJ Barrett, even though he didn't play well last night in the fourth quarter down the stretch, I think he's proven that he can be one of the top guys in this league. I think that's he's worked on that this year. He's taken big shots. Obviously, the way he's finished down the stretch has been big time, even though it hasn't led to the Knicks obviously getting to a place to play in the play-in tournament. But I think RJ Barrett is one of the few guys there is in the world that Zion has an incredible relationship with. And those two together, if Zion Williamson can stay healthy and stop posting videos on social media and just go to the training room and do rehab and just stay focused, I think that could be a really good fit because those two are compatible and they work well together.
So, Jay, what do you take from that? Why post that video?
I don't know. I'm really frustrated about it. I was talking to our group about it. I'm like, why post anything? Like, people, you're having another surgery, you know, you're getting healthy, you're not playing the rest of the season, people are worried about it. Like, is it just to show people, hey, I'm alive, I'm doing it? My thing is just, look, keep working, keep grinding, and just play a season. You average 27-7. Those numbers are crazy as a young player. But durability is what I need from Zion Williamson. Not being a social media superstar. I could care less. Be on the floor and maintain and durability is what I want.
All right, Jay Williams with us here, 98.7 ESPN, comes up on KJM in just a moment here on the station. Big show today, as always. What's on the docket today, Jay?
Guys, we're diving deep into the Giants, and I got to ask you guys, Kayvon Thibodeau, would you guys do it as a Giants fan? Would you draft him? Is that what you want, or are you drafting somebody on the O-line again?
I'd love to get both, right? Isn't that what Mel had? Didn't Mel have the O-lineman and Thibodeau with 5-7?
Yes, he had O-lineman and Thibodeau at the same time. But like, we're pushing the shit. Two O-linemen? Like, do we just want to overstack it up? No, you're okay?
Yeah, two O-linemen seems like it's that seems like you're putting too much stock. Now you're going to have Thomas and then O-line 5-7. You should be able to get a good guard, you know, later on in the draft.
What I'm hearing, Dave, is that Kayvon Thibodeau may not be what we think it is. So we're going to dive deep into that. That's what you have coming up next on KJM.
Well, that's very exciting. All right, Jay, listen, we love you. We really appreciate you, the fact that you tweet into the show. Have a great show today, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Try to be nicer to your dogs, Dave, please.
I'll do my best. Thanks, Jay.
All right, buddy.
There you have it. He loves the show, doesn't he?
He loves the show. I mean, he's dialed in at 5 a.m. Who's better than him?
No, that's as good as it gets, that he never misses a second of our show. All right, it's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg and
defecating dogs.
98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPH and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.